And this is KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Buckle your seatbelts. It's time for the Beet Farm.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new. Make your own words up if you want to. Any old words that you think will do.
Hello, thanks for joining us on the Beet Farm Show at KTWH 99.5 Low Power FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed if you're outside of our listening range at ktwh.org. The Beet Farm is all about one-hour sessions with local singer-songwriters and performers every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Beet Farms are replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. Folks can also access archive shows of all kinds on ktwh.org. We're Leslie and Carl, and we record a Beet Farm show live on the third Friday of the month. Thanks ever so much for listening. Everyone at KTWH is working hard and getting really excited for our Harvest Moon Gala tomorrow evening at the Two Harbors American Legion. It's going to be so much fun and includes music by Tracy Parks, Evan and Brianne Marie, and our Beet Farm guests today, Jean LaFond and Amy Grillo. Welcome, you two.
Thank you.
Leslie and Carl. We're so excited to be here.
Oh, it's going to be really, really fun. Why don't you just start us out with a song, though? What will it be?
Well, this is a song, we were lucky enough to spend some time in Guatemala a few years ago, and this song just kind of, I woke up one night, I was so impressed with the Guatemalan people, the native people down there. They were just, you could tell how they were just hanging on to this culture that they have. And they've been doing it for centuries, and it just struck me as they were just a remark. I've never experienced anything like that before. And this song, one morning, I just woke up, and this song just fell out of my head, and I just had to sing it. And it's called Guatemala Tale.
And we're going to premiere it here for you guys, for the whole wide world.
We haven't recorded this yet.
Nope.
And
this will be on Song Farmers.
This will be on,
World
on Song Farmers.
It's Guatemala, what was the second
Guatemalan
word?
Tale, T-A-L-E, yeah. So it goes like this. Down the Guatemala Trail through, on the Pan American Trail through Guatemala. Sorry, starting off right. Saw colors that would make your head explode. Saw hard-working men, backs made of iron, women bent from carrying a heavy load. Scraping the earth to make a modest living. Families working hard rock land. And each one who I passed by on the road to each new day said buenos dias and offered a helping hand. Heavy stack of wood upon your back. So you can cook your family's meal or open fire on the same steep, dusty trail your father's fathers walked. It's all you need and all that you desire. Dusty mountain roads from days gone by, hanging on to all that is your past. Fighting with a future that could wipe away your world, knowing that it's changing way too fast. down the Pan American Trail through Guatemala. Saw colors that would make your head explode. Saw hard-working men, backs made of iron, women bent from carrying a heavy load.
Nice. Thank you. And that was Guatemala Tale, composed by Gene LaFon, one of the two special guests we have in the studio with Amy Grillo today. Thank you for that.
Thank you. That was quite a picture you painted there.
Yeah, too. Quite a picture that you painted with that song.
If you ever get a chance to go down there, especially Western Guatemala, Lake Atitlan area, it's just remarkable. You got to see it before it's gone.
That was really, really gorgeous. You know, I'm even more excited to be going to the Harvest Moon Gala tomorrow at American Legion to hear you guys on the stage. Honestly, you know, there's really nothing like live music. I mean, as soon as I heard you sing a little bit earlier, I just got such chills.
Oh,
and so really, so all you listeners, you won't believe what a thrill it is to have live musicians at the American Legion just tomorrow night. It's just tomorrow night, so make plans to be there, and we're going to be...
What time does that start again, Leslie?
Well, actually, the doors will open for people at 6:45, and it starts at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And, you know, before that, well, and so not only Gene LaFon and Amy Grillo, we're going to have Evan and Brianne Marie and the Front Porch Sinners. way before that, I think, Tracy Parks will be playing. She's a wonderful pianist and vocalist. And let's see, who else is on there? I have it later in my notes, which I'm not looking at. Why did I write them? Well, no, I really, really wasn't. But anyway.
Leslie, aren't you playing?
No. I don't, you know.
We need
never
a bass
say
player.
Never.
Yeah, we really do play once a week, but not in front of anybody but our jam group.
Oh, okay.
That's a lucky jam group.
Isn't that? We really have a blast.
Sounds like
so
fun.
How about another song?
Sure. First of all, I want to say hi to all our friends in Japan.
Yay. For real?
No, I just keep thinking about ktwh.org.
Yes.
Anywhere in the world you could be listening to this program. That's really a thing to market, man. Get that
absolutely
word
that,
out there.
That streaming.
That really
you
is.
You guys got the best shows going on.
Oh, so sweet. Here's your $10 for saying that. No, I'm kidding.
And you're all volunteers. That's what's amazing. You put this, you just every day you're on the air, right?
Right, and it's just it's your community.
Exactly.
It's your community of music, really.
It's an act of love, an act of love.
It
That's
is,
right.
isn't it? We're keeping the love
and
going,
it's,
for
and
sure.
And it shows, it shows.
And I forgot to tell you, we got started with the station because Carl and I were on with a couple other people playing music way back when, 5 years ago or whatever.
We've been tempted. Amy used to have a little radio program with her sister, right?
Yeah, Kim, up on the range.
As
lucky as you're saying that the folks listening are, as local musicians, we feel so lucky to have KTWH here in so, you know, making videos, having people live playing their original music. And
yes,
we feel just as lucky to have this awesome, awesome bunch of people here. And the music and the love, like Carl said.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful thing.
Let's do a song.
We're gonna kind of keep going. This is kind of tentatively the second song on Song Farmers. It's called River So Far Away. I'm gonna cry me a river so far away, where the moon and sun come out to play. Gonna keep on crying to smooth the edges down. Then I'll jump right in, but I will not drown. I'm gonna cry me a river so far away. I don't know about tomorrow, but I'm here today. I'm gonna build a new bridge, tear the old one down. With my ladder shaky, but on solid ground. So far, so far, so far away. I'm gonna cry me a river so far away. Where a thirsty soul can drink night and day. A whisper of hope can turn your head around. To a brand new song with a brand new sound. Why don't you cry you a river so far away? To a place that makes you want to stay. You can't wish upon a star if you're looking down. Why don't you jump into the river? You will not drown. So far, so far, so far away.
Oh, thank you.
Really
thanks,
nice.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a homemade one.
Yeah, that's that was called Rivers So Far Away.
That's right.
And, you know, I loved that... and both the songs you've done so far are on your new project called Song Farmers.
Yep.
And the first one was Guatemala Tale.
Right.
And when will... Oh, well, first of all, I really loved that the song Guatemala Tale. Amy was singing melody. No, you Jean was singing melody and Amy was singing harmony. And you just flip-flopped. And your vocals are really gorgeous together.
Thank you.
Really,
I
really.
I love singing with her. I mean, it's just, it's a treat. I had a band in the cities for a number of years, and none of the guys in the band could sing.
Oh.
So I was always, and I was just, I always love harmony. I love harmony. And then 10 years ago, I met Amy, and we started singing, and she could sing these sweet harmonies.
Yeah,
and
I think that's part of the reason Carl and I clicked, because I'm
sure.
A harmony person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found out after hearing harmonies in my brain and singing them with my sisters, that I was really singing the bass part way up high.
Oh.
So I took up the bass, and yeah, there we have it. Carl?
Well, I think you guys have really good balance on those mics.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really
I
impressed
hope it sounds
with
good.
That. That's the
sweet.
Dream. That's the dream, to sound good on the radio.
That's
yeah,
right.
It really,
that's right.
really is beautiful.
Thank you.
I do want to mention to folks that you'll be able to hear this whole show, this whole hour again on Sunday, from this Sunday from 3 to 4, and I'll announce some other things about you too in a little bit. May I please just say that you know, I was reading a bunch of stuff about Jean, and Jean LaFond here has had really a long history, and somebody out there said, oh, is he that old? But anyway, a history of playing music in the cities. And what was the name of that band again?
That was called we were called the Wild Unknown.
Yeah.
And we remained that way through the whole number of years that we played. We were Wild and Unknown. Both. But before that, I had had a band that was always changing partners with my friend Larry Keegan called the Mere Mortals.
Right.
And we called ourselves the Mere Mortals because Larry was a very close friend of Bob Dylan, and we said, we're never going to call ourselves, you know, we're not immortal, we call ourselves the Mere Mortals.
Yeah.
We kind of compared it to Bob, you know. So
cute.
But like I said, the guys in my band, they didn't sing harmony, and then Amy and I got together.
And what a treat, right? Yeah, and
treat.
I'm telling you, it really is a treat.
You know what I mean about singing harmony, how good it is and how fun it is. Yeah.
Oh, right.
And usually it starts around a campfire.
Yeah.
You
sure.
know, when
and, you know every once in a while when we're singing with our jam group, we get three, four parts.
Yeah.
That's way cool. But since you mentioned Larry Keegan, and I was impressed with that name, and then I read some more, and you were talking about collaborating with Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Willie Murphy, going on the Rolling Thunder tour with Bob Dylan. I think that was in my notes here.
Scarlett Rivera.
And Scarlett,
our friend Scarlett. Well, all started, Larry was, like I said, with high school buddies. I'll try and tell this long story as quickly as possible. He was good buddies with Bob all through high school. And Larry injured himself in a diving accident, broke his neck when he was 16 and became a quadriplegic. And Bob went on to become Bob Dylan, went to New York and came back Bob Dylan. But they were friends, and they were friends through the whole thing. Bob took care of Larry in many ways. I don't mean to, you know, whatever. He did some wonderful things like everybody did, because Larry was this incredibly strong human being, you know. He'd go out and sing. We'd go out and sing together, sing for people. He couldn't scratch his nose. He'd try and cheer him up.
Yeah. Gosh.
So one day, Larry, you know, Larry knew how much I love Bob, and he called me up one day. He says, "Hey, we're going out east. We're going to this circus out in the East Coast. Bob's got this thing going on. It's called the Rolling Thunder Review. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
You know, this is 1975." And I said, "Yeah, let's go." You know, and an hour later, we took off for the East Coast, and that was 1975. And I met Bob, and I met Ramblin' Jack, and I met Scarlett, and a host of other people, Joni Mitchell, and there was just an incredible group of people on the Rolling, if you know anything about the Rolling Thunder tour, and there was a film crew there, because he was making Ronaldo and Claire at the same time, so they're all in costume and makeup, and it was just fabulous. So there's cameras all the time, you know. We got to the first night, and saw the first show next morning, next afternoon when everybody got up. So we're going to the next gig. Take Larry's van. Bob's coming. Bob says, "I'm going to go with you guys. We'll get a film crew, and you drive Gino, and we're going to go to the next gig together, and we'll film it and see what happens, you know." So sure. So I got in the truck and I'm driving, and Bob's got a lighting guy and a film crew, and Jose and Kim, you probably could really relate to this, but and Scarlett was there too, anyway, and so I'm driving along. It's evening now. We're driving along to the next, and I look back, and Bob's playing my old Martin guitar, you know, which is, to me, a real treasure. 40 years later, Martin Scorsese does this Rolling Thunder film.
Right.
And at the end of this film, there's a little 20-second segment of Bob and Larry singing
"Your
Cheating
Heart."
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez. That is incredible.
Gene, I was just found it so touching that, you know, Bob Dylan kept that film for all those years, just a little segment, and made sure that was in there for his friend.
Yeah, how cool is that? I just want to go back and give you a minute also
about
Scarlett Rivera. I mean, we've seen her here at Sacred Heart, and I know you've played many, many times, I read, with Scarlett, and like for
she
years.
She loves it here.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. And we did these benefits for the Armory, the Duluth Historical Army, the 100-year-old Army.
And the Restoration Project. Thank you very, very, very much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she would come to town, and we were friends from the very start when she met Larry, and we just have been friends. The same with Rambling Jack. I don't know why, but he said we just hit it off. And I've traveled with Jack and had such a wonderful time. But Scarlett's on our CD, our Northland Sessions CD. She plays on 4 tracks, I think.
Yeah.
And
5 tracks.
Yeah, she's just a wonderful friend. She just got back from a 2-month tour of Europe, headlining tour of Europe, and she's doing really well. Yeah. Just a wonderful person. She's looking to come back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so good. I mean, she kicks
a
fiddle. Sorry.
Scarlett told this sweet story. I don't think she'll mind if I tell it, and this is paraphrasing, but of course she was very instrumental, no pun intended, on the Desire album.
Right.
Bob Dylan.
Oh,
with
my
Isis
gosh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
She said, the story is true that Bob Dylan really just saw her crossing the street. That's a true story.
And
said, hey, can you play that thing? And they went to, Muddy Waters was her debut that night. Next day she came to the studio wherever they were, and Eric Clapton was there. Scarlett, all these tip-top vying for this album. And doing their thing and doing their thing. And Scarlett said she came back the next day and it was just her and Bob Dylan there.
Yeah, and a bass player.
And that was it.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that part of the story.
Yeah, that would have been around the campfire.
Yeah,
she told us that part. But
that's very
humbling,
really cool. So just while we're talking, you said something about your Martin guitar. And I do like to mention that I think the sound on that little Taylor today is wonderful.
This I just bought this. It's brand new. It's exactly like Amy's 10-year-old Martin. It's a GS Mini, it's called, and it's like a 3/4 size. And it's easier on my hands. I don't have to. My parents gave me, when I was 17, they gave me a 1962 Martin D28, which is incredibly wonderful guitar, but it's, I don't even want to take it out anymore. It's such a treasure for me. And this is just a lovely guitar. And I was playing Amy so much. She says, hey, I want my guitar back. And we happened to get a real estate tax return. And she says, go buy your own. So so this is the same guitar as
and it's
hers,
a little,
but it's got the updated electronic.
Oh,
so
right.
It plays so nice. I just love it.
Yeah,
it's not overpowering at all. You know.
And is it a little smaller than Moog?
It's a 3/4.
Yeah, oh, that's
3/4
right.
Size. Yeah. And it's very popular because it's just the size. So it travels. Her guitar has been all over the world. We can throw it in the overhead. You know, and
a sturdy little thing.
Lasts.
Yeah.
It lasts really
nice.
Well,
sure.
John and it plays well.
John, one of our jam group members has one.
Yeah.
And I know what you mean. I mean, my hand is as big as a fifth grader.
Me too.
And I have a quarter-size string bass. It booms. It sounds great, but it's small.
Who's that big shot? Ed Sheeran? Ed Sheeran?
Okay, yeah.
He plays one of these on stage.
Oh.
So it can get some really nice sound out of it.
Yeah, it sounds
really
pretty.
It's a nice
really
neck. That's what's nice. Like, it's easy to play, you know. And that's Taylor, you know. They make some really good guitars.
Good
action,
nice.
Good
action on your instrument.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What will you play now?
Well, this is going to kind of weave into the Bob Dylan story. This is a true story. This is an example of a song that's custom made for somebody. And this was written for a friend of ours, a very special friend named John Bushy.
Oh,
and, yeah. Yeah, so John was a educator in Duluth, a magician. He had the country or the world's largest collection of Houdini memorabilia. And also John was very sick back in 2016. And we wanted to write a song to lift his spirits. And so we wrote this song for John, and we're going to play it for you, and then we'll tell you the fun story at the end. It's called I'm Still Standing.
And he made us promise to keep singing it.
So this is one that's custom made.
For all of us, they're still standing.
They say I'm on my last leg, but I'm still standing. They say I'm past my due date. They lack the understanding that my spirit is strong, though my flesh is weak. This journey sure as hell ain't for the meek. And I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe. I'm still standing.
Here come the custom John Bushy lines.
The things I've done would make Houdini appear and shake my hand. For my next trick, I guarantee that I'll be doing them all again.
And I believe, I believe, I believe. And I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe that I'm still standing. So here we go, round and round. It'll take more than this to bring me down. I got things up my sleeve you haven't seen yet. And I believe, I believe, I believe. And I believe, I believe, I believe. And I believe, I believe, I believe that I'm still standing. Whatever cards fate has in my deck, you can bet you haven't seen the last of me yet. It may be magic, but I'll never reveal. You can shuffle the cards, it's my turn to deal. For my next trick, I'm still standing.
I believe, I believe.
I'm still standing.
I believe, I believe.
I'm still standing.
I believe, I believe. That I'm still standing.
Oh, yeah.
That was so sweet.
Oh,
thanks.
That is a really
Thank
sweet
you.
Song.
That's
and that
job.
Was called I'm Still Standing, and our guests, Jean LaFond and Amy Grillo, it's an original.
That is another original homemade one. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
It's
so
wonderful.
The great thing was is the same year that Bob Dylan, 2016, won the Nobel Prize, some of you have heard this story, John Bushy also had the 25th year anniversary of his Highway 61 Revisited show on KUMD radio. And if you remember, Bob Dylan didn't have time to call Sweden to accept the Nobel Prize.
Right.
But he called John Bushy at KUMD
to congratulate him.
True story. Congratulate him for his 25 years and... you know, just how they had a little talk about old radio shows.
Sweet.
And we're like, John, what was that like? I mean, Bob Dylan, he's like, well, I felt kind of like a idiot the first 10 minutes because it was Bob Dylan really convincing me that it was really him and not one of my friends playing a joke on me, you know. So
oh, that's really cute.
Just great. Yeah, well, so that's a song for John.
He was a wonderful guy.
Yeah. I do want to reiterate how I love your two voices together. And, you know, Amy, even if I wasn't looking at you, I could hear the smile in your voice.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
that's
really sweet. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Great, also fun? That 20 years of smoking Marv Reds back in the day.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Got a little bit of that truck driver in there.
Yeah. All right. You know, do you mind if I talk a little bit about Amy, just since I mentioned your name?
Well, if you have to.
Yeah. She said in her own words that she was born at a very young age.
That's true.
And
I
just think that, you know, I think I was too, probably.
We share that in common.
Yeah.
It's fairly common. Yeah.
Anyway, guitars, song, and I'm quoting here, guitars, songs, and stories were a staple of your family campfires during the summers at the lake. And that's the end of the quote. And that was Lake Superior,
It was up on, I'm a Hibbing girl. I was born on the range. I speak fluent Ranger. And we had a little cabin about 20 minutes north of Hibbing back when my dad was the police chief in town. And we would just, the campfires were what we did, whether it was telling stories or little, you know, those first few chords you learn and songs you learn as you share them around the fire.
Way cool.
That is still the pinnacle, really, for me. That is like the best to share around.
How you got started in it and everything. And then here you are and you guys met. I think I read 10, 12 years ago.
Something like that.
We actually met in Hibbing. I brought Ramblin' Jack Elliott up to play Dylan Days in Hibbing. And I got to, he flew into Minneapolis and I picked him up and we drove up and had a hell of a good time. I don't think I stopped laughing for the whole 4 or 5 days it was. But Amy was a volunteer that day, and
they needed a driver.
She got the job.
I said, "I'll drive Ramblin' Jack Elliott and whoever that other guy is around."
Whoever that other guy. And so who was the other guy?
This guy right here. But I was so excited because, holy cow, Ramblin' Jack, you know what I mean? And I'm a huge Woody Guthrie fan, huge, huge, huge. And so I'm so excited. I would have said yes about anything. And one of the last things they said was like, and just kind of like make sure he doesn't really have much to drink in the green room behind the show. I'm like, all right, yep, I'll do that. Then I'm like, I'm not going to tell Grammy Award-winning friend of Woody Guthrie, Ramblin' Jack, you can't have a drink before the show.
Yeah.
So needless to say, we were having screwdrivers and telling stories back there.
It was a great show.
He's a real deal. Ramblin' Jack is always on. Always on.
I think I was in ninth grade, going into 10th, and my mother took me on the side one time and said, don't ever get to know this Bob Dylan guy. He's nothing but trouble, she said. She said, and of course, I started following him immediately.
Immediately, right?
And, you know, you guys talk about Dylan events up in Hibbing, and that's why my Duluth Dylan Fest Jam, we can never really collaborate. There were scheduling issues. Uh-huh. There have been. I've been doing the jam in Duluth for 3 or 4 years now.
We played on Bob's front lawn in Hibbing last summer.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, cool.
He called me back and says, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah.
Get out of my front yard.
Oh, no, too funny. Not. No. Okay. And so, everybody, you're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, and we're live in the studio with Gene LaFond and Amy Grillo and loving every minute. Mm-hmm. And if you like what you're hearing, you can come out and hear them live because they're going to be at the Harvest Moon Gala performing, as well as Evan and Brianne Marie and Tracy Parks, and it is at the American Legion in Two Harbors, and it will start at 7 o'clock. The doors will open at 6:45.
Can't wait.
And we'll all be there, mm-hmm. So come on out and give Carl and I a holler, and it's going to be so much fun.
And sign up and join and contribute to KTWA.
That's right.
That's
the whole
village.
Point of the whole
Takes a village.
Help out if you can. Help mm-hmm. out.
Yep, we're all volunteers in the studio here as Gene and Amy are today, and so it's all for a good cause. Your community radio with a lake view, KTWH. There we go.
That's great with a lake view.
It is, and that's I'm not sure, but I think Leo Baybue made up that little saying. I'm not sure, but I love
great.
That.
I love Leo. He's
it's
a great
it's a steel worthy one. It's good to take that
isn't
one and
it?
Make it
your
own. Yep.
And I'm not sure, but I think I might have seen Leo come into the station right
all
now.
Right.
He's here listening live. It is a thrill. Come out tomorrow night. Here's another song by Gene and Amy.
Oh, okay. Well, this one just is another one of those songs that just happened. I had this little melody going, and I was thinking how things got out of whack during this whole COVID thing we went through. So I don't know. I wrote this little song, and Amy helped me with it. It goes like this. It's called Balance Point. We're looking for that again. I don't know if I can play it right. There's always a dog barking out there somewhere. Or a big old truck backing up late at night. Probably never gonna agree on everything. We could try and get just this one thing. Somewhere in the middle, there's a balance point where everything works and it all makes sense. The clocks all strike in unison, reminding us this is the present tense. Thank you. is always a bird singing at sunrise. There's always a wolf howling at the moon. We all want to get to heaven. No one wants to go too soon.
Somewhere in the middle, there's a balance point
where everyone wins and it all makes sense. And the bells all chime in unison, reminding us this is the present tense. Seems like life is like a teeter-totter. And sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Mother Earth is just looking for that balance point. And it's there in everything to be found.
Somewhere in the middle, there's a balance point
where it all adds up and it all makes sense. And the drums all beat in unison, reminding us this is the present tense. Reminding us to stay in the present tense.
Yeah.
Woo! Thanks,
everybody. All right.
Thank you.
That was another original by Gene and Amy called Balance Point.
That's right.
And I could way relate. Because, of course, we were through COVID, and
sure.
It kind of just says it all.
It's so,
yeah.
It's so out of whack. We just got to get back somehow. You know?
Right. And it's taken some people a lot of time. I want to go back to something that you mentioned about your debut album as a duo called The Northland Sessions. Is that still available anywhere where people can get it?
Yes, does anybody have a CD player anymore?
Leo, oh, we got hands.
We got
hands.
A
show of hands.
Yeah.
You are our people.
I'm sorry. Yes, I do. That's the way that we could get that music. And is it available
of
anywhere?
Course, yes.
Or can they email you? Or I don't know.
Yes. How about, I'll give you an email.
Yep.
G-E-N-E-L. 15225@AOL.com. Believe it or not, we're the only two people that are on AOL anymore, but AOL.com. Okay. And yeah, we'll send you one.
We have a Facebook Messenger, Gene LaFon and Amy Grillo.
Sure.
And we are just in the process right now. We've got a very kind, tech-savvy friend who's going to help us get lined up so people can download. People can, you know, whatever the young people have been doing for the last 30 years. But so hang tight, and your updates would be most likely on the Messenger, or just email us and go, what the heck's going on?
Well,
our songs are all on the
iTunes places too. You can go, hey Alexa, play Gene LaFon and Amy Grillo.
Great.
It's
all there.
So
the Northland
sessions
is on
if you get
there,
five 57,000, you made 18 cents. I remember I got to check.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But anyway, that's one way to hear our music. And we're on YouTube and we're on, you know.
Yeah, well, the wonderful show from the artist series from KTWH.
Right.
There's some live video when I played with Scarlett at the Dakota. And, you know, there's this kind of homemade, you know, audience video kind of stuff that's been done. And there's a lot of stuff out there. And we'd be glad to send you a CD. I've been thinking of putting them on as a flash drive. You can plug them in your car.
Sure. You know. That I would appreciate that, although I still do have a CD player.
Would that work for you guys at the radio here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All
right. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We have
Northland right.
Sessions are ready to play.
Yeah, Northland's always
right.
on.
But you guys have a current project
yes.
called Song Farmers.
Right. Yep,
and did you guys copy us? This is the Beat Farm. No, I'm kidding.
Anyway. It is trying. Yeah. We thought that was a good
Yeah,
well,
kind
I love
of
in the way that farm, right? You're the beat, you're farming the beats, you know?
And
you're
farming.
Kinda,
we're farming the songs.
We're trying to tend those songs
yeah.
and tend the right words, and we try to be humble about it, you know? And so Song Farmers just kind of trickled down and came to us.
Yeah,
and
I sure do like your songs.
Oh, that's really
yeah.
nice.
Thank you.
Carl.
Thank you.
And I'm so impressed with your vocals.
Thank
I mean,
you.
So honestly, so perfectly in tune, switching off who's playing, who's singing harmony, who's singing melody. I love that.
Thank you.
And very beautiful.
Gene's very fun to collaborate with.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah. Very patient man. He is.
Oh, thanks. That's how sweet.
Believe me, with a crazy Italian gal with him, he's got to be pretty pale. Almost a saint, right, Gene?
Wait,
almost
is he
saint.
Blushing?
I should be. If I know, I should be.
Cute.
I'm blessed, that's all.
Oh.
I just love the fact that we connected and we get to play. You know, I'll be 78 years old next month, and I'm just lucky to be playing, period, you know. And it's just a treat to be able to go out. We run up and down the North Shore, and we play all over, and we do house concerts. I love doing house concerts.
Oh, see?
It's a great creative outlet for us.
Yeah.
So
and
just,
we like
love
to
it.
Write songs, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do a little melody, and all of a sudden Amy will walk in and go, oh, hey, how about these lyrics? And it's just wonderful to, you know, I've never collaborated like that.
I love that. Is so sweet.
I've written a lot of songs over the years, and I never collaborated with anybody. I just kind of
collaboration is anyone
so
in music
fun.
Or music lovers know that you gotta check your ego at the door, and it's it's a fine line of say you've got an idea and you're working with somebody else, and maybe the lines they're suggesting aren't quite what you want, but you don't want to shut it off with a no, that's not right.
Right.
You know, so it's really this dance and just things kind of,
Amy's
as anyone knows,
lyrics,
you know, with music, that you just kind of check that ego and things kind of allow them to happen.
Wow, and see that, now I don't have to ask you that question. If you have any advice for aspiring composers.
Get a trade. Join a trade union. No, I'm just kidding. No, just keep play every day. Don't. And the thing is, when I met Bob Dylan, I realized that he was just a human being. I didn't, you know, I always thought of him as something above the rest of the world and all. But when I met him, he said, hey, he just writes songs, you know. And he was very humble. He was always so nice to us. We used to go out on the road, Larry and I. He used to invite us out as his guests. And we'd go from town to town. We did this for 15 years. So for me as a songwriter, it was just heaven, you know. But he would say, don't try and sing like me, just sing like yourself. You can't sing like Barbara Streisand, you can sing only like yourself.
Right.
And it just, you know, that inspired me to start writing songs. You know, he can do it, maybe, you know, maybe I can do it.
Yeah, I hear you.
I love his focus on family. I can't believe that he's as famous as he is, and family means everything to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had several of his kids, and we hung out a bit. And I met him when they were really young. Jesse was about this big when I think I played basketball with him. Yeah. Bob had a little farm out. He still has it out west of the cities. Some of those songs, you know, he wrote them for his kids. You had to be.
Yeah.
You know, and, well, he's, I don't know, he's got eight, I don't know, whatever. But he's a shy and interesting guy, but he knows when someone's trying to get something from him,
oh.
and he just knows how to bang, he's gone. You know,
oh,
he's
wow.
not interested in you know that kind of thing. And but of course, being with Larry, who was in a wheelchair, everybody was so good to us. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
Oh, that was only because of Larry?
No, but he'd say, yeah. he'd say, you know, have fun, have a good time, just don't get arrested. You know,
that's good advice. You know, when you said he said to you something like, "Sing like yourself" or whatever, it reminded me of something I read that Amy said. That Woody Guthrie's words have really guided you, and a few of his quotes to you were, in general, the people are the song, and write what you see.
That's
and
it.
So it's all you, you know, it's not taking what somebody else wrote.
Right, and it's always, I think, important to keep, for me anyway, just to get out of the story, get out of the song. I don't write a lot of stories about, I do write personal things, but I like to have it in a universal context if
yeah,
I can.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Yeah, you know, so
we
that's.
Like whiny song.
Yeah.
Not whiny song.
But Carl, I've got a cute little anecdote for you when you were talking about how you had heard Bob Dylan was a family man. And I've got a very good friend of mine who's a retired FBI agent. One of her friends who was also a retired FBI agent stumbled upon the job of the farm that Gene was talking about that Bob Dylan has down in southern Minnesota. Beautiful house, quote-unquote security, but be very low-key, you know, and just kind of, hey, you probably don't need to be here. This isn't your house and this and that. And so she couldn't help but ask him, though, so, like, what does Bob Dylan do when he's there? She's like, he just brings his grandkids around on his side-by-side, like, every other grandpa in the world just takes him for drives.
Summer, and, you know, he'd be there.
I thought that was just really
regular
sweet.
Person.
He's just driving his kids around. You
yeah.
know, so.
And this little bar in town had one Bob Dylan song on the jukebox. That was great.
That's a good one. Yeah. How about another song?
That reminds me. You're thinking of Woody Guthrie because we like to write songs. When we travel, we're not very good. Photographers, so we write songs to help us remember.
Travelogues,
I guess you'd call them. So a few years ago, we got to go down to Terlingua down in West Texas, but by way of Tulsa and down that way,
we went to see the Woody Guthrie Center and
Bob Dylan Center, and actually the Leon Russell Studio that they just renovated. It's just beautiful.
Anyone's looking for like a long weekend type road trip?
Tulsa,
an air music
it's
lover.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Tulsa's got it going on
it's
right
really
now.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a song about that trip.
Called Southbound.
It's called Sapa.
Dust on the back roads, heart of the heartland, music wherever we go. Only preachers and blues on the AM radio. Crossing the border, ain't seen the sun in so long. Got the windows wide open, singing Buddy Holly songs. Shadow of a noontime owl flying over crumbling stone. Won't see a no trespassing sign at Woody's Oklahoma home. I see a face as open as the western plains, where millions of bison once followed the rains. Canyons hiding their secrets, ancient message on a rocky wall. Tall grass prairie clinging to its link in the chain. It's the middle of midnight, middle of nowhere, hearing the coyote call. Ghost towns alive and well in the USA. History's graveyards all along the way. Lone star under a dark sky,
the feel of the West Texas wind. I get the feeling,
I get the feeling
I'll never be the same again.
Oh yeah. Really
thanks,
nice.
Everybody.
You know, I have been forgetting to mention how I appreciate Gene's work on the guitar.
Oh.
And that song, that was especially beautiful guitar picking.
It's those minor seven chords, you know. You can't go wrong with it.
Oh, it's beautiful. It was also your picking. Very, very nice. And that was called Southbound.
Right.
Another one of Gene LaFond and Amy Grillo's originals.
That'll be on Song Farmers. And that was one of those real prime examples I said earlier, I believe, that Gene really, especially when he's not thinking about it, has this knack for picking up really unique melodies that'll spark a song. And that beautiful intro to... Southbound is a prime example of that. And then you can kind of see the canyons, can't you?
Yeah. Oh, it was real.
Windows are open and yeah.
That might be my favorite so far. No. I don't know.
We're not done yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Have we got time?
Yeah, we have time. We have at least 10. So
oh, nice.
How many songs that is, I'm not sure, but.
Well.
We're gonna do a back to back if you guys don't
mind. A medley?
Kind of, because the last we have a couple travelogue songs, kind of John Priney and Hurricanes and Tibet, you know, Tequila, and even
all that stuff.
And the Southbound song too. It's like the fun of travel and seeing places, but because of Woody Guthrie and Write What You See and The People Are the Song, you've got to also represent. When you travel, it's, you know, it's not always all tequila and rainbows for people. Mm. And so Gene and I were lucky enough to be in Paris, of all places. And we were just struck by this one young man that was definitely living in the rough. And every time we left, he was always just leaning up against this concrete wall.
Same place.
And he had a little puppy on his lap.
And he wasn't begging. He didn't have a sign or anything. He was just there.
And so the inspiration that sparked there was like, here's this young man so lost, with nobody in the world that he trusts. You know, I didn't want to go into why, but he was there with nobody. And that little puppy trusted him. And that man was his world, that young man. And it was just like, you know, it just really struck me, and we really wanted to be careful in this song not to be how they got onto the street or why, but this is somehow how it happened. And so this young man was living in the rough on the Boulevard de Saint-Germain, which turns out later is the patron saint of the forgotten. So we call this one Ghost of Saint-Germain. And it's a heavy one, but this needs to be represented as well. So we're going to give it a go.
He was just stuck, you know. He was just stuck. And it just, every day he was there, and it just really struck us. And Amy came up with these wonderful lyrics, and it goes like this.
You got it. Long lost look in your eyes. Your only protection, the mirror of the times, can't see your reflection. Somehow this is your story now, sleeping with your back against the wall on these streets, polished by history. God help them, Saint Germain. They ain't looking for no one to blame. There's no illusion here. Sidewalk can't feel your pain. Dog curled up on your lap, your only companion. Worn out blanket and hat, your only possessions. Somehow your voice eludes you now. Can't recall just where or how on these streets, polished by history.
God help them, Saint Germain. They ain't looking for no one to blame. There's no illusion here. Sidewalk can't feel your pain. Not a sign or a trace of the shadow that you cast. Memories on your face like gravity on glass. Somehow now the path you take is a time-worn trail of cold hard fate on these streets,
polished by history.
God help them, Saint Germain.
They ain't looking for no one to blame.
There's no illusion here. Sidewalk can't feel your pain. Saint Germain.
Nice. Really nice.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Aww,
I'm sure the listeners are loving hearing this over the air. And of course, I really want to encourage people to come out tomorrow night, at 7 o'clock to the American Legion in Two Harbors. And everybody at the radio station is going to be there. Wow, and we're going to be.
We're going to have fun. It's Saturday night.
Right, we are. And you'll be supporting the station that you love, a station, the radio with a lake view.
Yeah. And it's so important to this community.
And it literally does take a village. Yeah. Everybody is important to make something this special.
And we're going to have fun.
Yes
we are.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Yep. So I think we have time for at least one more song. Maybe just one.
Just one.
It looks to me like, I don't know, the clock says we have 4 minutes. I just want to say if it goes over time, that's okay, because people in the other room who are programming this will fade out, but I don't want it to happen like that.
Keep the tape rolling.
Without saying that we've loved this.
Oh, thank you,
man,
so much.
We have loved it.
This has been just a blast. Oh, I love your music.
Thank you so much,
Carl. Come
back
anytime. We support
and
the
Leslie
station.
And the station.
The radio audience couldn't see the smile on both your faces when you talked about how important campfires were to you.
That's our advice. That's for sure. If you want advice for an upcoming songwriter, you get yourself around a campfire.
Right, songwriters and musicians.
And musicians, that's right, exactly.
That was my favorite part of going up in the Boundary Waters, is we had one guy that always brought a guitar every year, and
it
I
always
just look forward to it.
It's sacred. Most songs start on a guitar or a piano, it's simple.
Right.
Absolutely.
So this one's going to be called...
Oh boy, we're going to end with Woody Guthrie. We're going to end with Woody Guthrie's song, Deportee. Yeah, because this right here is a prime example of why Woody is such a genius, because he could take the politics out of anything and bring the humanity to where there was no denying it. And I don't know if you guys know the story about
this.
Let's
sing it. We got
that. Let's do it. You'll get it. Deportee, plane wreck at Los Gatos Canyon.
Crops are all in, peaches are rotting. Oranges are packed in their creosote dumps. They're flying them back to the Mexican border. Take all their money, wait back again. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters came to work in the fruit trees. They rode the big trucks till they lay down and died. Goodbye, my Juan. Goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo. Jesus y Maria.
You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. Now some of us are legal, some are not wanted. Our work contract's out, we have to move on. 600 miles to the Mexican border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon. A fireball of lightning, it shook all the hills. Who are these comrades? They're dying like dry leaves. The radio tells me they're just deportees. Goodbye, my Juan. Goodbye, Rosalina. Adios, mi amigo. Jesus, Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane. All they will call you will be deportee. We died in your hills. We died in your deserts. We died in your valleys, we died on your plains. We died neath your trees, we died neath your bushes, both sides of the river, we died just the same.